and welcome to Being Mindful. I'm Lillian Lahti, and I'm joined in the studio with my co-host, stranger, special guest, Anita. Yes, Anita is back, everybody. Yes, ask her where she's been. Anyway, we'll come on to that in a moment. And we have an engineer in the room as well who is just, you know, he's doing his thing. So Being Mindful is our regular broadcast that explores issues surrounding our quality of life as Christians, including mental and emotional well-being, finances, family, relationships, careers, and much, much more. And if you're joining us for the first time on Being Mindful, this is where we discuss topics around how we can respond when we or others are confronted with certain kinds of concerns in our Christian lives. As always, during the show, we would love to hear from you. So please do get in touch regarding today's topic, which we'll share later. And the easiest way to do that is to contact us using the PHBC radio app. Just tap on the link, contact the studio, and send us a message directly from there. We'd love to hear from you. Alternatively, if you're on our social, if you're on social media, then you can contact us from any of our social media channels. You can use at PHBC London, which is our handle. You can find us on X, formerly known as Twitter, on Instagram, and on Facebook as well. So, as usual, we focus on what's on our mind. And today I'm going to start with my co-host, stranger, stroke. I don't know where this lady has been. Anita, where have you been? Come on, let the listeners know where you have been, because every time we're apologizing and everyone keeps asking me, so what about the other lady?
So. Oh, no. Hello, listeners. Anita is back. Well, I have been a little bit busy with assignments. That is, I've not been here for some time now. This week I am able to be here because we are on a
half term.
Lot of assignments though, but still the work of God has to go on, so yes, assignment has been pushed aside. Yes. And I'm here today.
Yeah. We're dancing in the studio. So what's on your mind, Anita?
What's on my mind? I heard the topic emotions. It took me back to the 90s, early 90s. You know, my dad was a prison warden. So we had opportunity to visit the prison yard. And there was a day I spoke to one of the inmates. My question to him was, what brought you here? And he said his emotions.
Wow.
He couldn't control them.
Oh my goodness.
This morning, that was what came into my mind. I was just thinking about it. And I am here this evening on Be Mindful. We just have to be mindful.
I'd like to hear more about that.
Yeah,
actually,
I will tell you more.
You know, our emotions can lead us into places that we least expect. And prison is a prime example of the number of inmates who, you know, never even intended on being, you know, in prison.
Yeah.
And, you know, it can be a number of different types of emotions that can lead them there. So that's really, really interesting. Yes, definitely we'll need to hear more about that.
Yes, you will hear more about it. So, how about you? What's on your mind?
So what's on my mind is the football. There, I say the word football in the studio. Yes, the football. I'm not really into football, to be honest with you, but it was on, you know, and it was there in the background. I was actually watching something on YouTube, and then when I saw that Nigeria had scored, I thought, oh, this is interesting. But I still had my YouTube thing playing and the TV was on in the background in silence. And then when I saw Ivory Coast score, I was like, wow. Then I turned off my YouTube and I turned the TV up and I was like, yes, this is going to be penalties.
But there was no penalty.
There was no penalties because Ivory Coast then scored a second goal, Wow, it looks like the elephants beat the eagles, isn't it? Yes, the eagles went flying home. But sorry, you know, Nigerians. Sorry.
I'm so sorry to come in this way, but on the other hand, I'm a bit happy. The reason is Ghana and Nigeria are always fighting about jollof rice. So should Nigeria had won, I don't know where Ghana would have been. I don't know. So it's all good.
It's all good.
I went on Facebook right after the match and I saw Ghanaians commenting and jubilating.
Uh-huh.
They've caught the eagle.
I've caught the eagle. Oh my goodness, I like that. Okay, so for those of you listeners who don't understand what we're talking about, there's been a football tournament called the Africa Cup Nations. And it's where all the nations in Africa come together, a bit like the World Cup, basically, but it's more for the African nations. And that's been going on for a good few weeks. So, that's what we're talking about. And I've got a friend who's of Bayesian origin, and she's married to a Nigerian in Nigeria. She actually lives in Nigeria. He's a pastor. So I messaged her last night and I said, are you watching the football? And she said, it is well. It is
sure, it is well. And it was well.
I said, well, at least Nigeria got to the finals. I said, what about Ghana? I don't even know where they are now.
Oh, so. Ghana. Ghana, it's so sad they went out in the early stages of the match.
Always.
It's so sad.
I don't know what's... See, they need some jollof and some tough... Anyway.
Jollof rice.
So that's what we're talking about, listeners. The Africa Cup Nations, you can watch it on BBC iPlayer if you want to catch up on teams that we're playing. And then you get a gist of what we're talking about.
Yeah, so this reminds me that... Do you know Pastor Deji is from Nigeria?
Is he?
And Pastor Manuela...
Pastor Manuela is
Ivorian.
Yes.
So we had pastors from both countries playing each other.
Yes.
And we have the pastors in this, how do we call it, sanctuary with us.
Yes.
How is it going to be on Sunday?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Will Pastor Manuela come in with her flag? And Pastor Deji won't be around. Where's Pastor Deji? And everyone's like, oh, I don't know. Yeah, that would be funny.
It is going to be funny.
Well, I have kind of like got an orange top on, haven't I?
You have.
Yeah, fluorescent top. Yeah,
kind
top.
Of Ivorian colours.
Yeah, and green scarf. So I'm kind of championing the winners.
Do you know what is going to happen? I think Pastor Deji will be calling in second Sunday.
Isn't it?
Yes, I think so.
He's away. Away with the eagles. Anyway, let's get on with the show. Anita, do we have any songs that we can play for our first break?
Yes, we have a song that we can play. Mm. It is going to be jazz.
Oh.
Yes. The name of the artist, I'm yet to find out, but I know for sure that we're going to play a jazz.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, all right. So, whilst the engineer is... Let me just share that. Remind you to get in touch with us via the PHBC radio app if you're listening to us. And let us know as well if you can relate to the... did you watch the football? The Africa Cup Nations? And if you did, what was your thoughts on it? And if you're on our social media, if you're on the social media platforms, then again, also message us. Use the at PHBC London handle to get in touch with us and let us know what's on your mind as well. What is on your mind? We would love to know. And Anita, do you...
Okay, so I've got my jazz music and it is Morning Into Dancing, a jazz version of the famous track by Ron Kinoly.
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
Wow. So we've heard from Ronkin Ollie. This song has been about 32 years now.
Wow.
If I remember, back in the days, 90s.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes. I remember. Mm-hmm.
And I do remember those days we used to sing this song in church a lot.
Yeah.
Let me, at this point, invite that listeners. If anyone has an idea about this song, please let us know in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Go through the PHBC app and then send your messages through there for us. Yes. We will read them. We will read them. So, Lydian, tell us, how has this song been for you?
Oh, yeah, I remember this song because I got born again in the 90s.
Ooh.
And I remember our church singing this song all the time, you know. You turn my morning
into dancing again. See us dancing.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. It was good. And, you know, I still like listening to Ronkin Ollie because it just brings back memories of
those,
you know,
days.
Yeah. When life was good, you know what I mean? Not now. I mean, it's like, oh, God, Lord, help us. But in those days, it was like you run to church. And yeah, it was good.
That was in the days. I don't remember myself. Those days, I used to run to church. Not anymore, like, not in those times.
Yeah.
Those days I was a child, my mom would hold my hand and then take me there. Mm. And we would sing this song and dance and dance and dance. You would sing this song even when you are sleeping.
Mm.
You still sing this song.
Yeah.
It was one of the songs I really love.
Yeah.
Until now, I still dance to it.
Yeah.
Thanks to Ronkin Ollie.
Yeah.
Viewers, listeners, I hope you are there. I hope you are listening. And I know that most of you remember those days, how this song has been for you and the I know this song brought a lot of testimonies to people.
Yeah.
And I know most of you out there have testimonies you would love to share. Come on, go on the PHPC app there and then put it in the comment section. We will read them for you. Lillian, over to you.
Okay, thank you, Anita. Okay, so if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Being Mindful, and we are going to explore a wonderful topic that we started from our previous show. So please do join in the conversation. As Anita said, you know, contact us via the PHBC radio app or on social media at PHBC London. We would love to hear from you. So last time when we were here, we were speaking about managing our emotions. And I'm just going to do a quick recap on what we covered. So we spoke about what are emotions, what exactly are they, and emotions basically are feelings that are a part of every human being, and they're just an expression of how we feel. They're behavioral responses as well to situations, and they can look like emotions and feelings like anger, sadness, sorry, I'm gonna cough. Feeling regretful, feeling guilty, grief is an emotion, fear through to joy, love. We're in the month of love. And this week is Valentine's, isn't it?
It is. Oh, I think on Wednesday or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wednesday's right. On the 14th. Yeah.
Is it?
It is on the 14th. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's Ash Wednesday as well, isn't it?
It is on Wednesday.
Oh my God, so many things happen. Sorry, listeners. Anyway, I digress. So emotions, yes. So through to love, to patience, to joy, to peace, to calm. So, you know, these are emotions that we can experience at any moment in our lives. And we also spoke about two categories of emotions. You've got unhealthy, toxic emotions. You've got healthy emotions as well. And the dangers of not processing certain emotions, especially the unhealthy emotions, can result in them being suppressed and then, you know, coming out at a later time when you least expect it. It can also, there's lots of research, which I'm going to cover today, about the correlation between especially unhealthy emotions and disease in the mind and the body. And then we also covered a bit about a strategy that you can use in terms of processing your emotion and having that awareness of how you're feeling. Just being able to check in with yourself throughout the day and being aware of how you're feeling from one state to another, and then selecting, choosing whether you want to pay attention to that emotion. Do you want to stay in that angry emotion? Do you want to stay in that emotion of bitterness or whatever it is? And then being able to interpret what it is, how you know, where does it come from? What is connecting you to that emotion? Because is it based on a situation, or is it based on an internal feeling that, or an expression that's going on internally? And then your response, you know, having the option to be able to respond in appropriate ways when you feel a certain emotion. It's not a case that, oh, because I feel angry that you have to go around in rage. And, you know, there's been various examples that we've seen over the years when people have felt angry about a certain thing and they've taken it out on people, which is what we call emotional leaking. And people just not able to contain their emotions. They just don't know how to express themselves. So it comes out in certain ways. Maybe sometimes people can express themselves in conversations and actually berate people, you know, not intentionally, but because they're feeling a certain emotion and they don't know how to express, how to contain that emotion, it can come out in various ways. So, like sometimes people feel sad and then they'll go and do retail therapy, you know, for example, to make themselves feel better. And that can lead into certain situations that people don't want to get themselves into, you know. So I was quite interested in hearing more about what you mentioned, Anita, when you had the privilege of visiting a prison and speaking to an inmate and him confessing and saying, well, actually, I'm here because of my emotions. Can you share more about that?
Yeah, so he started a story. He started narrating what brought about him being in prison. He was a military officer. And he had an argument with his wife. According to him, he saw his wife cheating.
Okay.
And when he asked, the wife could not confirm to it, but instead was blaming others in his group who were also his colleagues. Okay. That this one took me there. Blah, blah. She was saying a whole lot of things, but the question is, did you or did not answer, and then that's it. And the woman, according to the gentleman, was not being straightforward to him. So, as a military man, they've been trained not to beat their wives, not to fight. But because he could not control his emotions, he slapped the lady. And that was his problem. He could not control his emotions. The lady went to report, and then the police came in, and that was it. They took off his uniform, straight to someone's prison.
Wow.
There was nothing like remand. He was just there. Yes.
Wow.
So from there, I learned a lot. I remember I was very, very young. I was in, I think, GHS then, GHS 2, 3, thereabout. That was when I started learning about emotions. And he was not the only gentleman I met in there. I met quite a few of them who were all. Some of them will tell you, if I had controlled my emotions, if someone had told me about it, if I had had education about what emotions is all about, I wouldn't have been here. So, as you've seen us here, I know you are learning. You are young, but you go out there and spread the message about emotions. Do not get angry. This is what one of them told me.
Wow.
And ever since, I have been trying not to get angry. Those who knows me, knows me. If I'm angry, I'm quiet. I don't want to do anything that would lead me into something that I'm not supposed to. And since then, I have tried to, use the word, build a resistance within me. That even if you push me, I'll just look at you. because I don't want to end up like those people I met years back. And prison is not a place to laugh, especially in Ghana. So anytime someone hurts me, that is what I remember.
Wow. Yeah. But you know, it's both sides, isn't it? Men and women, because I'm sure there have been women and men who have ended up in prison or in unfortunate situations where emotions like jealousy, envy has overtaken them. Yeah. And they've done certain things that have gotten them into problems, into trouble.
Yeah.
So it's not just the anger, it's the jealousy, the envy, the hatred as well.
Yeah.
I mean, we see it on films, you know, where, say, for example, someone's stolen someone else's partner or, you know, and then that person has gone and poisoned somebody, you know, killed them or tricked them into something. And that's emotions. They've been driven by their emotions, by their feelings, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a serious thing that, like you say, and like what the inmates say, if only someone had educated him about it. And we don't hear about that. And that reminds me of a scripture in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 to 32, that says, "Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you, with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." You know, when we talk about the emotion of forgiveness, you know, sometimes people are like, "Oh, it's hard to forgive. I can't forgive that person." But what really gets me is the bit at the end which says, "Even as God in Christ forgave you."
Yeah.
You know, when I read that, I'm like, okay. No excuse. No excuse. Because even in our brokenness, even in our, you know, our terrible, sinful state, God still forgave us.
Yes.
So it's, I tell you, when we get into the word, all the answers are there, as we know. But it's really looking into the mirror of the word, as James says, you know, the word is like a mirror. And really seeing, oh, okay. So, and even if, you know, maybe listeners, you know, you think, okay, well, I have a problem with a certain emotion. You know, I don't know what to do about it. Seek God, pray about it, ask him, you know, go into the word. You know, maybe you're experiencing bitterness, maybe anger, maybe you're speaking unkindly about people, you know, out of jealousy, out of envy. And really ask God to show you the mirror of, well, why am I like this? Why am I experiencing this emotion? And God will show you. He will show you in his word, because it's not God's will for us to be in this position of unhealthy emotions. And I'm going to share a bit about where our emotions come from. And interestingly, it would have been interesting in you speaking with those inmates to see if, you know, anger stemmed from their parents as well, because how we respond or how we react emotionally is normally from a learnt behavior. It's because we've seen someone else react in a certain way that we too then react or respond in a certain way. And I remember seeing this in school where, because all the time my parents would say, you know, you've got to stick up for yourself. And not knowing how do you stick up for yourself? So I used to just watch other kids in school stick up for themselves, you know, and just copy, you know.
The way they react.
Yeah. And so when you see someone and you respond in the same way, or people might see something on a film and think, oh, well, they reacted that way to get this, then I'm going to do the same. You know, they learn these patterns and behaviors, which, good or bad, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, it's still driving you to a certain emotional state.
It is. I am going back to those days when we used to live in the barracks, I saw a lot of people with different kind of behaviors and how they respond to them. Mm. I saw people who, when they are angry, they fight. Some of them will come with a cane just to whip you because they are angry and they don't know how to express it. And I think these things are coming from the way we are trained. Thankfully, I'm not here praising myself, but I am not like that. I saw a lot of people behaving in different ways, expressing their emotions in various ways. But I learned from all those things. Thankfully to the gentleman I met, the inmates I met in the at in Sawam prison. So anytime I see people doing things emotionally, which will result in something that may take them to a place they are not supposed to, I just withdraw back and look at them. And if there is an opportunity for me to speak to them, I do it. Because I have seen people in prison. And where they are sleeping is not good. And I know it's not only in Ghana, even here in United Kingdom.
Yeah,
we've got people who are in jail because they couldn't control their emotions. And my question I'm asking is it that they don't listen or they don't get education on these ones?
Yeah, I think it's both. And, you know, it's not even just, you know, those in prison. I know of people who, because they got angry or they were bitter about a certain situation in their workplace, and they've said some things that it's cost them their job, it's cost them their livelihood. You know, and so, you know, listeners, you might be thinking, well, you know, I'm not that bad, and, you know, my emotions are not going to, you know, displace me like that. But maybe you're in a job, you're in a work, you're grumbling, you're upset, you're unhappy, you're sad, and then that's coming through your behavior in terms of how you work, you know, because then that affects your productivity, your performance, your work environment as well. So, you know, emotions can lead us into all sorts of things, and even in relationships as well. You know, again, one of the partners might be like, you know, I'm not happy, and blah 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 blah, and then you know, you're nagging or whatever, and that's men as well. Men nag.
And yes, men nag. They do.
And then, you know, the other person is like, well, since when? Yeah, but you've never told me this up until now. What's going on? You know, and oftentimes, if it's not expressed in a way that is in a healthy way, then someone's words can be taken out of context because of the emotion that's behind it as well. So other ways that where emotions can stem from are, as I mentioned, generational patterns, learned behaviors, traumatic experiences that we've experienced when you were young, lack of sleep as well, you know.
Lack of sleep,
how many of us have had lack of sleep, and then, you know, we've woken up, you know, even maybe you haven't woken up, you know, you just haven't had proper sleep, and then you feel irritable, you know, by every little thing.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I don't know why I'm irritable, and then you remember, oh, I haven't had enough sleep. Whatever it is. And then that can lead you into certain actions and behavior as well. But also, which listeners might be surprised to hear, food sources, what we eat can influence how we feel.
Yeah.
I know that if I eat too much sugar, forget it. It's game over.
What happens?
It's game
over. Game over.
I don't know. My emotions just go all over the place. No, I'm... Okay, the engineer is making faces and saying that I'm crabby. No. I'm highly sensitive when I have too much sugar. So, yeah, I get irritable quite easily. So, yeah, I have to be careful with the sugar stuff. Yeah, it's just not. Yeah. What about you, Anita? Are there any unhealthy emotions that you experience? I mean, last time I shared about my experience with anxiety and depression when I was younger. What about you? Have you experienced any emotions, unhealthy or low emotions?
I have experienced one recently. It was about the food I ate.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Uh-huh. It was about the food I ate, and honestly, I really got angry. But I just did not do it. I just had to sit down quietly to control myself, because the food I had, normally when it's late, I'm unable to eat heavy meals.
Uh-huh.
And a cup of tea won't help either.
Mm-hmm.
But on that day, I had no option
uh-huh.
than to have a cup of tea.
Uh-huh.
I had tea in the morning, tea in the afternoon, tea in the evening. So I was literally hungry.
Oh, my goodness.
And I had to sleep.
Uh-huh.
Sleeping on bed, and I could not sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I have no option again. I have to drink water. I was really hungry.
Oh, my goodness.
And I just did not know what to do.
Wow.
I was. I don't know if I should use the word mad. But I ended up sitting on my bed
uh-huh.
till daybreak
uh-huh.
because there was no food in my tummy, and I had exhausted the energy I had in me the whole day.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, so it made me really angry. In the morning, I was kind of moody. I was switching moods, but
mm-hmm.
Harry was around.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke to me. He held me and said, "No, listen, this is not you. I know it's because you didn't eat last night. So hold yourself. It's daybreak. Go and have food. Go and make something for yourself and eat." So I have had those times.
Uh-huh.
And when you're in those conditions, it is really challenging.
Mm.
And this is why, if you don't know the person you are with,
mm-hmm.
anything at all can happen.
Mm. Or if you don't know yourself as well.
Exactly.
Because like you say, you knew it was because you hadn't eaten. And sometimes people will go about doing things and they get angry at everybody and anybody, and or even bitter.
Mm.
And they don't know why they're like that. I've met people like that, you know, and they, "I don't know why I'm so sad. I don't know why I'm sad all the time. I don't know why I'm anxious all the time. I don't know why I'm bitter all the time." But it sometimes takes courage to sit down with yourself and really analyze. And if not with yourself, with a trained professional who can help you to unpack that and see, okay, so where do these emotions actually come from?
Yeah.
And how are they disrupting your life as well? You know?
Yeah.
The unhealthy ones.
Yeah.
Should we go for a music break?
Yes, we should.
Okay.
So
what are we going to hear?
Our second track is by Elevation Worship, and it is designed to get you dancing and singing and praising God. Interestingly, the first line of the song says, "This is the day the Lord has made." And guess who has been saying this?
Who?
Pastor Davey. We wake up every morning at 6:45 to hear, "This is the day the Lord has..."
No. "This is the day the Lord has made." I can't even do the voice.
"This is the day the Lord has made." So, our next song is from Elevation Worship. I know.
Okay, let's go for that music break quickly.
So, listeners, get ready to dance. Get ready to dance your heart out. "This is the day the Lord has made" by Elevation Worship. Enjoy.
Whatever comes, I won't complain.
Okay, so welcome back from the music break. Let me apologize. I did mention the title of the song was "This is the Day the Lord Has Made." Apparently, it is not. It is Grateful. Grateful. We are grateful to see today, aren't we?
Yes.
I know listeners out there are also grateful for God taking them to their various workplaces and bringing them back home safely.
Mm-hmm.
Grateful.
Yes.
Grateful. Grateful.
And that was so, by Elevation.
Elevation Worship. Worship.
Wonderful.
Yes. So, Lillian.
Yes.
Over to you.
Okay. So, welcome back, listeners. So, again, just to remind you, please do get in touch with us and let us know on what we've shared so far regarding emotions. Have you expressed or been in, you know, any witness to anyone expressing their emotions that has gotten them into trouble? Have your emotions got you into trouble? I mean, this is not confession show, however, you know, you can just say, yeah, can totally relate to that. Get in touch with us via the PHBC radio app or on our social media using the @PHBC London handle on X, formerly known as Twitter, Instagram or Facebook. So we started speaking around the emotions, you know, and if we're not managing our emotions well, how they can get us into problems and problematic situations. But I would love to read a piece from a book called Deadly Emotions, which I highly recommend all Christians should buy and read. Don't just buy the book, read it. I don't know whether it's out on Audible, but it's called Deadly Emotions, and it's by a doctor who is a Christian called Dr. Don Colbert, which is Colbert. And he wrote the book called What Would Jesus Eat? Mm. Remember the caption, What Would Jesus Do?
Yeah.
You know, back in the days. Well, he wrote a book called What Would Jesus Eat? And he also wrote a book about stress, Stressless. And he's written one of these books, Deadly Emotions, Understanding the Mind-Body-Spirit Connection That Can Heal or Destroy You. And he claims that you can overcome the deadly emotions, i.e. the toxic emotions, that could trigger the disease process. So he looks at how certain emotions such as anger and hostility are correlated with hypertension and coronary artery disease.
Yeah.
He says resentment, bitterness, unforgiveness and self-hatred are associated with diseases like autoimmune disorders, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, multiple sclerosis. Yeah. The emotion anxiety, he claims, is correspondence to irritable bowel syndrome, panic attacks, mitral valve prolapse, that's a defect in the heart valve, and heart palpitations. Repressed anger is corresponding to tension and migraine headaches, chronic back pain, and fibromyalgia. So there are various other ailments in the book, so please do buy it. And it's also he talks about how certain emotions also correspond with pain as well, joint pain, muscular pain in the body. But he also goes into the scientific research about it, and there was a research that was done, a 10-year study on individuals who couldn't manage their emotional stress, and they had a 40% higher death rate than non-stressed individuals. I mean, that in itself is just enough for you to just say, you know what, let me just start to sort out my stress, because, you know, too much stress means an early death. A Harvard Medical School study of 1,623 individuals who were heart attack survivors concluded that anger, we just spoke about anger, brought on by emotional conflicts, doubled the risk of subsequent heart attacks compared to those who remained calm. My goodness. Another study, the Harvard School of Public Health, conducted a 20-year study that involved more than 1,700 older men. The study found that the men who worried about social conditions, health and personal finances had a significantly increased risk of coronary heart disease. And then a study of 202 professional women found that tension between career and personal commitment to spouse, children, and friends was a factor associated with heart disease in women. Wow.
Wow.
That is amazing. And there's lots of other studies here, and they're all pretty much linked between, you know, certain emotions and cardiac disease, cardiac death, heart attacks, strokes, all sorts of things. So, you know, we've really got to take seriously our emotional health. And, you know, emotional health is something that's not often spoken about in churches. But we here at PHBC are going to change that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially when you have someone like me, health professional in the professional. House.
Hey, health professionals in the house.
I was going to say something else. Health addict in the house. You know, we are going to get on top of our emotional health and well-being. Yes. And also on the back of Don Colbert's book, it says stress, anger, fear, anxiety, and depression, any negative emotion can become a ticking time bomb, which is so true, isn't it?
It is so true.
Like what you were mentioning about those inmates.
Yes. And then before I comment on this, mm-hmm. we've got a listener's comment here. Let me share with everyone here. Mm-hmm. He or she said, as a believer of humans, we need to know how to control our emotions. If not, all we will hear ourselves saying is, had I known.
Mm.
And it is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is true.
It is.
We look back on things with hindsight, you know. But if we train ourselves to look with insight and foresight, you know, and just learn to take those moments to pause when we feel certain unhealthy emotions and think, hold on a minute, if I act on this, where is this going to lead me?
Exactly, where is it going to lead you? Mm.
Sometimes it's better that we just keep our mouths closed and just move on.
Just this afternoon, I was telling someone that when Jesus Christ was taken to Pontius Pilate, at a point he was quiet. It isn't that he didn't know who he was. He knew himself very well, but he kept quiet.
Yes.
Had he opened his mouth, it would have led to somewhere, something else. But he kept quiet. So as believers, whenever we are challenged with these things, our emotions, we should pause. And then reason beyond what we are feeling now. So that it doesn't take us to places.
Yeah.
And then talking about this book, I heard about palpitation. Yes, I have been a witness to someone who would not listen to anybody, who is so furious that it got to a stage the person was palpitating. It got to that stage he was gasping for air. An ambulance had to be called. Because he was so furious about something little. So, we shouldn't get so emotional. I don't know if I'm speaking for somebody, but I am speaking for myself. We don't have to get so emotional. Soon as you see that this thing is going to lead you to a place you're not supposed to go to, just take a break.
Yeah. Or remove yourself from a certain situation,
yes,
if possible. Yes, definitely. Okay, let's look at how we can move forward with healthy emotions, because it's possible. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 and 19 to 26. We're going to read the whole scripture, but, you know, please do go and do your research on that. But it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. the fruit of the Spirit being love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You know, these are the emotions that we really want to be associated with and tap into as well. And we can do things in order to bring around healthy emotions. Healthy emotions are, like what I mentioned, like the fruit of the Spirit, also calmness, happiness, love, etc. We can do things by looking at our thoughts, because whatever we think reflects on how we feel. So sometimes when you're feeling a certain way, look at what it is that you're thinking. So if you're feeling bitter, if you're feeling sad, if you're feeling moany, if you're feeling upset, if you're feeling, oh, you know, the world is coming to an end type of thing, doom and gloom, or even if you're feeling depressed or anxious, ask yourself, what is it that I'm thinking? What thoughts am I entertaining? Because oftentimes we don't stop to think about what's going on through our mind. And then also look at what is it that you've eaten. You know, for some people, like I mentioned, you know, certain emotions are correlated with heart palpitations. I know if I have caffeine, you know, my heart's going to be speeding up and beating fast. So, you know, and then that's going to make me feel a certain way. And then I will then do certain actions, you know.
Yeah.
So look at what, you know, certain foods that maybe you're eating, you know, maybe make you feel irritable. Yes. And oftentimes, this is why when I work with clients, especially when they experience a lot of anxiety, one of the things I do is do a food diary with them.
Mm.
Because there's often a correlation between what they've eaten and the anxiety. And I did this with one guy, and he was so anxious. When I did the food diary with him, guess how many bananas he was eating each day?
How many?
No, I think it was about six.
Each day? Yeah,
he was eating lots of bananas each day. Yeah. So he said he ate a certain amount before he went to gym. Then he ate a certain amount after gym.
No.
And when he was going on, it was just all carbohydrates he was eating in his food. No proteins, nothing. No. And I was like, no. I said, we're going to have to turn this around.
Mm.
So I gave him a new way of eating. Within a week, he realized how less of the anxiety he was feeling. So it's so easy and so quick that we can, you know, implement certain measures to be able to bring our emotions back into a healthy state. And then movement, exercise, just moving your body helps to process your emotions as well. Getting sleep, like what happened with you.
Oh, I don't want to remember. That's the day I don't want to remember.
Eat and sleep. You know, and sometimes when you feel angry about something, that's why the Bible says, you know, don't let your wrath, what's it? I can't remember. Don't let your sin.
Don't let your anger.
Uh-huh.
Don't let the sun go down on your anger. Yeah.
Yes. I know I've got the scripture here somewhere, but anyway.
I have got it as well. I'm so
efficient. So, you know, sometimes when you sleep on something, the next day you feel better.
Mm.
You feel calmer about the situation. And we can do things like breathing. You know, when we learn to take in nice deep breaths, that helps to activate what we call our parasympathetic nervous system, which is the nervous system that's responsible for regulating our heart, helping us to rest, to stimulate calm and peace and serenity. And just by taking in some deep breaths before you take action on what you're feeling can help to center you and bring you into a calm space. Anita, any other things that you can recommend that we should do in order to, you know, bring about those healthy emotions?
Yes. You've mentioned them all, but let me add to it. I think we should pray,
mm-hmm.
especially as believers.
Mm.
When you are in that state, words can never be adequate. Words can never be adequately conveyed.
Mm-hmm.
The incredible impact of our attitude towards life. Mm-hmm. The longer I live, the more I conceive, I become the life that is 10% what happens to us and 90% how we respond to it. So,
mm-hmm.
what I want to say is, when you are in that state,
mm-hmm.
just know who you are. Advise yourself. That is the word I will use. Know what to do in that instance. Do not talk if you are not a good communicator. If you need to go out for a walk, do it. If it is about music you want to listen to, go ahead and listen to it.
Yeah, music helps.
Yes. Yeah. If you need to exercise, go ahead. Check your diet. Back in the days, we used to consume anything at all. We didn't know that. Certain foods were part of these problems until we grew up. So just check your diet. I know most of our listeners out there are listening, and I know most people are there taking clue out of this. Just know which kind of things that are supposed to go into your body system and do them. Yes, Lillian.
And even sometimes, if you're not hydrated as well, you know, dehydrated, that can also disrupt your emotions as well. And have a heart-to-heart talk with God, you know. Don't hold back. Let him, after all, he knows what's going on in your heart. So, you know, what's the point in covering it up and pretending like, oh, no, I'm all right. Lord, I'm walking in love. I'm okay. But all the while, you know, you're feeling frustrated, you're feeling fearful. And yeah, no, speak to God. And journal as well. Sometimes you find it hard to express in words, but journaling is also helpful as well to express yourself, express how you're feeling. Because even through journaling, through writing, some people also say through being creative as well, can help to process your emotions and at the same time also help to process your thoughts. So those are just a few ways that you can implement and put into practice to bring you back into that healthy place. Wow, you know, we have reached the end of the show. And just to say thank you for those who've been listening to us from France and Germany. Woohoo! And thanks to those listening to us in the UK. We will be back in our next show in a couple of weeks' time. And we're going to have a special guest where we're going to be talking about kingdom finances.
Yay!
So get your notepads ready. In 2 weeks' time. Yes, 2 weeks' time. So just to say thank you for joining us today. It's been a pleasure having you on board. And as always, as we say at the end of our show, thank you for listening. Remember to be mindful of yourselves and each other. God bless you.
God bless you all. Bye-bye from us.